Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
The former Fine Gael Health Minister James Riley yesterday acknowledged that one of his party's key own goals in the run-up to the election was the RIC commemoration row. The event was due to take place at Dublin Castle on the 17th of January. It was abandoned after a public outcry. Since the controversy emerged, there's been some confusion about who actually came up with the commemoration idea and pushed it through. At the time, the government cited the expert advisory group's recommendations. But then Professor Dermot Ferrisher, who sits on the advisory group, said the group was being used as a mudguard. Well, today we're a little bit closer to understanding how the decision was made, thanks to a series of Freedom of Information requests. Brent Benhaw is the news editor with the Times Ireland edition. And Ben, you received an enormous box of partially redacted correspondence. So will you talk us through some of the key exchanges and how this event came into being? And maybe we start from this position, that there was early support from the Taoiseach's department and from the Minister for Culture.
Hi, Mary. Yes, we received hundreds or possibly even thousands of documents from the Department of Taoiseach and the Department of Justice. And what they show is that this event was discussed as far back as March and April of last year, predominantly in the Department of Justice, which appeared to be spearheading the planning of the event. There's internal emails among Department of Justice officials in March and April, in which they talk about, you know, the invitation list and support. They mentioned that the event has the support of Leo Varadkar and also of the Department of Culture. And they, you know, the officials appear to be of the belief that the expert advisory group was, you know, was backing the event and had in fact recommended that, although that's obviously since been disputed.
Mm-hmm. And the Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, he received an invitation from an organisation called the HARP Society. Now, who is the HARP Society and what was planned?
So this is a group that stage events to remember policemen who have died, you know, in the line of duty. And every September they stage an event in particular to do with the RIC and DMP. Charlie Flanagan received an invitation to attend the event, which was due to be held in September. This is a much smaller event than the, you know, the larger state event that was planned for January. But there's an email from a Department of Justice official. He wrote to Mr. Flanagan on July 31st and he advised him against attending the event. He said, "The view of this division is that there is no requirement for the minister to accept the invitation from HARP, and on balance, it is best to refuse, as any attendance may be seen as supporting the objectives of HARP and likely lead to a request for funding." The Justice Minister did go ahead and attend that event, and the correspondence shows that the Department of Justice continued then in the months that followed, continued planning the larger state commemoration, which was originally planned for November, but then put back till January 17th.
Yeah, what else does the correspondence now tell us about the planning for this January 17th event, which, as we know, was subsequently abandoned and cancelled? But the planning was going ahead in and around October, November.
There's a lot of discussion about who should be invited. Officials say that the minister, you know, would like someone representing Northern Ireland to be there. He wanted the members of the expert advisory group to come. He also wanted the British ambassador and the Council of State to attend. But predominantly, it was the email suggests that they wanted the family members of people who had served to come. There is. In the emails, they talk about you know, what would actually happen at the event. They say the Garda Commissioner could give a brief speech, the Justice Minister would give a speech, and there's an email which suggests that the Department of Taoiseach wanted a piece of crystal or something similar to be presented to the Garda Commissioner by the Justice Minister at the event, and they state that crystal could then be displayed somewhere appropriate, such as in a museum.
And as we know as well now from this correspondence, Charlie Flanagan was very hands-on in relation to this event and its planning. Can you tell us about his personal music recommendations for the commemoration?
Yes, there's an email on December 19th from an official in the Department of Justice, and he says, quote, the minister would suggest Danny Boy, some Thomas Moore pieces and anything else which the Garda Band would deem appropriate, quote, to be played.
Now, of course, the opposition gathered momentum to this commemoration and it was shelved. And you've seen angry correspondence written by members of the public to both the Taoiseach and to the Minister for Justice. Will you give us a flavour of that, please, Ben?
Yes, well, there was hundreds of emails, I think over 200 to the Department of the Taoiseach. I went through every single one. I didn't see any positive correspondence, although I believe there are some in the correspondence to Mr. Flanagan. But many of the people who wrote to the Taoiseach, identified themselves as Fine Gael voters, or in many cases, they said they were lifelong supporters of Fine Gael. One person said, I'm a lifelong supporter of Fine Gael. I have no time for Sinn Féin. But they said they will never vote for Fine Gael again. I'm beside myself with anger. I just cannot believe what is happening to our country. I can't wait for the general election. Another person said they were not political, but voted when called upon. And they said the ORC event had fired up a national feeling in me that I've never felt before. Other people wrote that they would actively campaign against Fine Gael in the election, despite voting for the party in the past, because they were so angry about this planned event.
Fascinating correspondence indeed. Ben Haugh, news editor with the Times Ireland edition. Thank you very much.